rotten here tonight.
Yeah. Must be 120 degrees in the shade.
Of course, you all don't have to stay in the shade, you know.
Hey, Dallas.
Yeah.
You know what the cook having for dinner?
Yeah, he having 1,000 things for dinner.
Yeah, every one of them beans. Beans well done. Beans smothered in beans. Beans medium rare.
And one other thing. Beans. Don't leave them out. You got to put some beans in there. You know, when I was a kid, I used to go out in the pasture late at night, kick the old cow and make her get up so I could lie down on the warm ground where she'd been. Then I just lie there and wait for the 10:20 train to go by. And I'd watch all them fine folks sitting up on that train. Everybody going somewhere. Maybe somebody waiting at the end of the line to say howdy. But I tell you, right then and there, I said to myself, someday I'm going to have me a ride on a train. And when I get where I'm going, there'll be somebody waiting there for me, too. Well, I got me a train ride, all right. One way, right in here. With a whole bunch of unfitting people to be with. And when I got to the gate, there was somebody waiting. Old Captain. And he didn't have the decency to say hello. Now, I didn't intend to stay this long, you know. But I ain't gonna leave here till he says hello.
Where's that? Hey, doorbell. Look at that possum.
Sure looks good enough to eat.
Hey, Billy Blue.
Yo.
You know how to cook a possum?
Don't everybody?
Not like my old lady. Man, the way my old lady cook a possum, the first day, she's digging in a bottle of corn squeezings and juice it up there a little while. Mm-hmm. And the next day, she put it in a bottle of bourbon and juice that one up a little while. Then she put it in a bottle of dandelion wine and juice that up a little bit.
Yeah, man. You gonna ruin the possums.
Damn the possum, that sure was some good gravy. Hey, Doughbelly.
Yeah.
What you figure your old lady doing in Memphis tonight?
Man, one of these days I'm gonna put my footprint on the top of your head. I told you I don't play that.
Hey, look at your naked head. Tell him I was only asking.
He only asking, though.
Yeah. I sure got hard luck being in here.
Don't knock it, man. If I didn't have hard luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all.
Look at that new prisoner over there. Sure look lonely, don't he?
That sure is a waste of time.
Hey, new prisoner.
Yo.
Don't look so lonely, man. You just climb up in your bunk. You'll have more friends than you know what to do with. Be so busy scratching, you won't have time to get lonesome.
Anybody ever figured a way to get out of here?
Nobody would ever made it.
I figured a way to get out of here once. I figured the only way to get out of here was to make friends with old Rattler.
The lead hound?
Yeah, that's him. So every morning for 6 months, I sneaked out and gave old Rattler all my breakfast grits. 6 months. And I made my getaway. But man, sure enough, they turned old Rattler out. And sure enough, he treed me. And sure enough, the captain brought me right back in here.
Why you reckon old Rattler done that to you?
That dirty, lousy old flea-bitten... He got so used to them grits, I guess he didn't want to let him go.
That's old Rattler.
Yeah. Here comes God. Listen to that rain. It's the only bunkhouse. It rains inside and leaks outside.